Second part of our education report on learning to read in Sofalaba helps Ghanaian kids learn English. It was not long before the Sofalaba community asked to enlarge the adult program to include children. Ari Sherris is a professor of bilingual education at Texas A&M University in Kingsville, Texas. He began working with the government literacy program in Ghana about 10 years ago. Esther Goody introduced him to Paul Schaefer in 2012, and over the next 2 years, they talked about ways to work together on the school project. In 2014, Mr. Sherris visited the Sofalaba area twice and helped encourage the new movement to teach the Sofalaba language in school. The Mandari Sofalaba chief, Bodua Mango Kafinti II, also supports this effort. He sees the writing of Sofalaba as a way to preserve the language. He says the language helps protect the culture. He says people must become proud of their language to guarantee it continues.
Ari Sherris and Mr. Schaefer, together, visited a class in northern Ghana. They noticed that some children struggled with English, while others did not. The educators learned that the more successful children attended the night classes with their parents.
In teaching and observing in some of the classes, we realized that even at sixth grade, the majority were not able to read. But in the third grade, we spent a few days teaching a few alphabet letters and linking them to keywords in their local language. And just within a class period, you could see kids were grasping the whole point of an alphabet that hadn't ever before. You could see what could be done with it if it was done all the time. And there's a sense in which you don't want to claim too much, but there's another sense in which language is very powerful, and the language that you know is something that you can really build on.
Since the Sofalaba language has only recently been written, there are few materials for teachers and students to read.
One thing that's absolutely critical is the whole thing of publishing materials. And even though we live in an era where a lot is done on the internet, I don't think it's practical to have literacy without books. And so our biggest need is to be able to print more books.
Paul Schaefer is happy that donors to the Sofalaba project recently purchased a copy machine called a duplicator. Having the duplicator in the Sofalaba area makes it possible to do almost all the printing work locally. It will help the Sofalaba community to print books in their own language.
Our vision is that if we can turn it into a small local press, we'll be able to meet their needs for materials and possibly reach out to the other minority languages in the area.
The new duplicator meant that GILLBT could publish a dictionary for beginning readers, the first bilingual dictionary of Sofalaba and English was published in 2014. As their chief hopes, young children in the Sofalaba community can now learn to read and take pride in their language. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Jim Tedder.